Man, this is the debut episode of Trash Takes P. We definitely have been greenlit by the five. You know, they officially put five on it. And, you know, I feel great about it. I'm definitely so far fucking late with this shit. I definitely do apologize. Like, this is supposed to have been happening Wednesday, but so much running around. I'm just getting back from NC. You know, it's a delay on that as well. Supposed to have been back since Monday morning. But that's just life how it goes, man. So we're gonna talk about the recent events that's happened in just a couple of hours of today, man. We're gonna kick that off. Dwayne Wade last home game. They still got a shot at the playoffs, but that's looking a bit grim. It would be dope to see him go out like that, you know, as he shows spurts of, you know, Father Prime and, you know, vintage Wade. But, you know, just like, it's just not a great season for them, you know what I mean? Just go ahead and shut that down. Get ready for the draft. Let them walk off in peace and see what you do from there. Because it's already enough that it's not even the Pat Riley times, since players of recent times have not really been seen eye to eye with him lately. And the organization's direction is looking a bit grim at the moment. So that's just how that goes. And then, just recently, maybe about half an hour ago, Magic Johnson, you know, Hall of Famer, obviously, Laker great, 5 championships, 3 finals MVPs, 3 regular season MVPs, Michigan State great, legendary battles with Larry Bird from college and on in to the league up to 92, Dream Team member, one of the most entrepreneurial athletes the world has ever seen. He just stepped down as Lakers president of operations, like, randomly out of left field. And everybody kept saying they met with him recently, from LeBron to the organization on down. Nobody really seemed a sign of, you know, oh, he's going to escape somewhere. He looked determined for next season. So everybody is getting railroaded by this. I just don't know what to say, you know. It just feels good that the Knicks are not the laughing stock of the league, even though we got the worst record in the entire league. It feels good that we're not the clowns at this moment of time, man. We've honestly been on the back burner as bad as we've been. So it feels pretty dope, you know. And it's just, for the Lakers, man, from injuries, Ingram's blood clot, Lonzo's ankles, which now you're talking about, that has been created by possibly his own brand, his own sneaker, which is the Triple B's, which is definitely a slap in the face, because now he has goddamn troublesome and disparity with his own goddamn family. So that goes deep rooted into it as well. Then the LeBron situation, when it comes down to load management, to him playing with, I'm going to say a strained thigh, or, a grade 2 strained glutes thigh, which should have took about 6 months recovery, but he came back in 6 weeks. And which I said in my previous episode, why I reveal that so late when shit is already going downhill? Just let it know what it is, you know, and then you just carry on from there. Jordan didn't do that. Kobe didn't do that. Other greats have not have to hide a fucking injury. And then when shit goes bad, it's like, oh, well, you know, I was still injured. I'm like, no, like, this is the second time doing this. Like, it doesn't look good, man, as great as he is. And then on top of that, you know, the spirancy with the youngins, you know, going through that scenario with trying to trade them for Anthony Davis, almost give up the whole house. So Lakers, man, they've done worse than what the hell they did last year when it was a team full of young people. And that's not great, considering you're paying $35 million for which is supposed to be the greatest player in the world right now. It's not looking great for them. It's not a great resemblance of what the hell is going on. And they for sure need to do better. But what really been harboring in my heart lately, in terms of sports, is the developed football league called the AFF. It was some great football being played, man. I know I watched some of it. You know, people could actually get hit. Referees are not fucking ruining shit or whatever. Yeah, I tuned in. And apparently, an owner, Tom Corden. I believe he's a partial owner of one of the Florida teams down there. I believe the Jags or Tampa Bay, which one of those. And, you know, he came in, he bought it. He bought the entire league. It was a nice investor. But in reality, he just wanted the software when it came down to gambling. And he just said, fuck everything else. And if that's not the top 1% mentality, I don't know what is. But it's unfortunate because a lot of these guys that didn't get NFL chances or wasn't college stouts, there's another goddamn opportunity or another lane to try to recreate and, you know, dive in to what they could possibly do as a dream. And it's bothersome, especially since I pulled up something by a man named Agent Robinson. He's played for the New York Giants. He was supposed to be the JPP of tight ends, if y'all know who JPP is. And obviously it didn't work out. But regardless of however he came about, he said that he just signed an AFF contract. He dropped everything that he had going on in his life. And literally within 9 hours, the AFF got bought, got terminated, and they basically had to go for his own lounging and pretty much start all over again within a finger snap. Not even 24 hours, 9 whole hours. Like, imagine you thinking you're about to get a chance at your dream again, and they getting the rug just pulled under you right after you already told your fame, you know, and, you know, other people around you, friends, your loved ones, that, you know, yeah, you know, I'm about to give you another shot, you know, it's like, toody, da da da, and poof, just like that. Like, yeah, it's bothersome, you know, and then some of these players, they're, you know, they're getting their card hit up for $3,000 for a whole total lounging, which obviously the league was supposed to cover, and it's just crazy, man. And what's even more sad is that the AFF had an agreement with the NFL network, right, to view these games or whichever, and the NFL, for whatever reason, will not swoop in and, you know, take interest in that. Like, you know, the NBA has a developmental league, and Major League Baseball has a minor league system. Soccer has a development system. You know, our freaking national teams for various sports have like a, you know, an under 17 league and up. It's like, why wouldn't you have like another league to where if the players are not it, you send them down, you keep them competitive, you develop for basics or whichever, and then they can come back, fight for another goddamn 53-man roster spot instead of rotting away on some goddamn practice team. It's pretty damn obvious. And for the NFL, who, if not the NBA, is probably the most revenue-gaining professional league in North America, I'm pretty sure they can afford it. Like, it's nothing. It's nothing to them. I'm pretty sure it's light work, man. But it's just wild, bro. It's just truly bothersome. And whoever that is going to be a part of them, I'm definitely hoping for the best. But there has been some light on that. So far, 33 players from the AFF has been signed to NFL teams so far. And obviously, they're going to have to duke it out during the summer for the camp to tramp, from the training camps, especially, you know, the NFL drivers around the corner, mandatory workouts and stuff like that. So, man, they got a good shot. So, I'm definitely open to that without question. So, in terms of the NBA, playoffs around the corner. The West is pretty much settled in. It all comes down to seeding. And, you know, besides the obvious, where's Kevin Durant going to go? I think the West, from maybe seeds 1 through 7, I think it's open season, man. I think it's open season. But what still surprised me out of all that is that I believe the Oklahoma City Thunder is number 7 seed in the West. And Paul George is arguably having his best year of his career. Russ is still doing triple-doubles out the ass for the third straight year in a row. But still nothing is contributing in terms of moving forward. Like, Paul George signed for, what, $137 million. Talking about to run that shit back and you're in a worse position. You're getting ready to get smacked by by the Warriors again, basically. And if not, then that a young Nuggets team, which got a good window, we're talking about 3, 4, 5 years. And if this year doesn't work, guess what? Michael Porter Jr. is in the cut. They can cut one of these veterans that got a high-ass contract. I'm assuming Paul Millsap, plug that in, and then give it another gold run for maybe a good 4 or 5 more times. So, it's, I don't know, OKC just not looking great. Eastern Conference, Nets just confirmed the playoffs. You know, congratulations to them. They're going to host 2 playoff home games in front of their 100 people because they're last in attendance for the goddamn whole entire league. So, you know, I'm happy for D'Lo, but they're not going nowhere again. You know, wasting another goddamn time for New York sports teams, for New York sports writers. So, it's whatever, I guess. Then, 8th seed is between Hornets, Miami, and Detroit. Like I just said, Wade, for Wade's case, it'll be dope to see him in the playoffs again. But organization-wise, you know, just take a dive and keep that bitch moving. Detroit, Blake Griffin is hooping his ass off. In the cut, what, 26-8-6? And he has a fucking 3-ball now? And he's been pretty smart as a player because ever since he stopped dunking, he's been protecting his knees. He added longevity to his career, and he's still being paid huge. So shout out to him and, you know, what he's done with that Detroit team so far. So if they do go, maybe they'll steal a game, but I don't expect them to do much. And then that leaves Charlotte Hornets with the Kemba Walker free agency looming around here. It'll be dope to see him steal one, especially after he just had All-Star Weekend down there. I think it's still a spot at the last minute, especially for his value sake, because it proves even more about what he's capable of and, you know, what's going to happen coming up. So that'd be dope. And we'll see how that goes on from there. NCAA, Duke, you know, scathing by for Duke has finally stopped thanks to an experienced team and an experienced coach with Tom Izzo and Michigan State. So bye-bye Zion Cam. We're going to deal with that shit no more. But I'm sure, you know, somebody in a TV network is kicking themselves and probably broke the whole fucking office because, you know, say goodbye to that goddamn revenue. So that's cool. And, you know, congratulations to the University of Virginia. I, ironically enough, just came from that area. I just escaped that area as they celebrated all fucking night. You know, it's their first time being in the Final Four since 1979. And I believe it's their first title. If not ever, then, you know, it's been a while. I got to go back and check. But Virginia Cavaliers, obviously they got upset it majorly last year. And to bounce back the way they did, that's incredible. That's incredible for them. And, you know, nobody had them. If anybody could show them a bracket where they confidently had Virginia winning it all, I'm going to need them to play Lotto numbers just for the fun of it. So that would be incredible for them. Then in terms of what the hell is going to come up for the draft, obviously John Morant, he's incredible. Everybody's feasting for Zion. And, you know, it's just what would be the next move? Because people say that Zion is this generational player, but it's like, you know, it's funny. I just watched a video from Gilbert Arenas, and he was like, you know, cool. You're supposed to be a power forward, but, you know, these AAU kids, they don't get really taught fundamentals. It's a power forward. You're supposed to, you know, how to dominate space within 5 to 10 feet. And if you can lock down something within 15 to 20, you know, that's a bonus. But, you know, we haven't really seen Zion in post like that. He has been showing displays of being a playmaker from various spaces or whichever. But it's, we don't know, man. We know he's a freaking athletic freak. And we hope that that can translate into what the hell he's going to do when he finally decides for the next level. But, man, I don't know how to put it around. Obviously, as a Knicks fan, I'm excited, but there's always skeptics. You know, you got to play devil's advocate because you're going to find a glaring weakness upon some goddamn body, some goddamn where. So I'm all for it. So let's see what else. They're still trying to make Dirk do his victory lap. He never declared yet, but he played 21 years, man. Unless you're Vince Carter with vibranium knees. No, I think Dirk should hang it up, man. you know, it's good that he had his time banging, you know, banging with the best of them, Tim Duncan, C. Webb, Garnett, and he could translate easily to being an outside shooter. But, you know, there's nothing else to prove. You got 30,000 points. You got a ring. You got a Finals MVP. You got an MVP. Meanwhile, you won your championship against the Heatles, which is supposed to be one of the greatest teams of all fucking time ever goddamn created and shit. So that should, that should be amazing for sure. That, you know, just, you know, go home, enjoy your amazing wife, keep coming with the goddamn homemade plates with the foil, and just kick back, man. You know, you paid your dues already. You know, you paid your dues, bro. Aaron Rodgers with this supposed power struggle with his coach Mike McCarthy. They waited. Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy officially became a duo, you know, 2005. So all this is leaking out. It's 2019. If I'm good at math, we're talking about 14 years, and all this shenanigans is just trying to fly out the gates. Like not one peep wanted to flood out. Like, really? Where it's like they're never in the same page. Mike McCarthy, you know, is purposely missing meetings for massages and shit like that. Rodgers is being petty, so he avoids receivers that even has a close relationship with such coach. You know, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. He's one of the probably the greatest talented quarterback we've seen so far that actually did something and didn't waste talent away, a la Mike Vick, even though he's my favorite player. But if that is the case, especially as a franchise quarterback, if not being the franchise player, I don't know. If I was never on the same page from the get-go, especially after winning a title in 2013 or 2012, it's like, why did it last this long, you know, for a fallout? Especially you waited for a fallout where shit is rock bottom and everything just want to fly out of the gate so far from various players, Michael Finley, Ryan Grant, you know, and et cetera. You know, why wait till now? I don't know, man. That's just weird for me. What else? I'm just going on the top of the dome right now, honestly. Shit. What the fuck else? What else is glaring this week? You know, obviously, RIP Nipsey Hussle. Russell Westbrook did this incredible 2020 affair. And, you know, if you do math on that and you know Nipsey's crew, rolling 60s, that adds up to obviously 60. So that was a cool honor for him. But, you know, he's a guy that obviously stat pads, but the way he does it is, you know, I don't know, man. You really can't talk shit about it because he does it pretty damn great. And he's definitely forcing that 30 million, 41 million handle when it comes down to these analytic guys clogging up this front office. So, you know, it's to each his own. It's to each his own for this one, man. I'm just running on top of the dome. What the hell else happened this week? You know, I really can't tell. The Jets jerseys, I mean, they look like goddamn Madden alternates that you try to create when you try to move a team off scratch. You know, I don't know how they get out. Those are not flying off the shelves no time soon for NFL shop over on Fifth Avenue in Madison here in New York. That's definitely not happening. Man. Beginning of baseball week, Phillies is having some great energy. Yankees have 11 players on the freaking DL with all combined 22 all-star appearances. And anybody that knows me, I'm a fucking fan. And luckily it's April. We always semi-start slow in April. But it's like, what the fuck happened? Especially Severino just got paid 4 years, $40 million. And we just discovered that it's going to take another 6 weeks to reevaluate him. And 6 weeks, we're in our second week of April. That means we're not seeing him until June. So, you know, goodbye to that all-star appearance, let alone the beginning of the home stretch when it comes down to that playoff rise and battling for position. But luckily, Red Sox, man, their pitching is blowing every fucking game thus far in terms of that World Series championship. So we're getting spread right now in terms of what's going on. Orioles, we all know they're not going nowhere. We're already beating the fuck out of them as is. Rays, nobody cares. If they sneak, they always stick around 85 wins. Last year they had 90, but yeah, 200 win teams in the division, so they wasn't going to do notes about it anyway. But, man, I mean, not much happened this week, bro. You know, I was thinking I'm gotta do a rush with this goddamn episode of shit to do a little debut and whatever, but not much craziness has happened. You know, not much notable has happened to discuss on and dive into like that for real. So I guess we'll come back to it. Whoever watched WrestleMania yesterday, I know I didn't. I wanted to go this year, but lineup card wasn't really active. But whoever tuned in, definitely keep me updated on that. I'll ask around. And I guess we're going to wrap it up then. You know, the goal is to cover everything and have a takes on and have a view with the sporting universe, you know, within a respectable listening experience. So I guess that's it. Trash Takes P out.